Once you have that much information memorized, it's like putting a puzzle together. When you start understanding patterns and you have that pattern recognition and certain politicians, certain countries, you can start to predict what's going to happen in the future. And that's what he has, this uncanny ability to A, read, and then retain that knowledge and keep it forever. Like he's very rarely off and has to be corrected on a date, time, specific thing that an incident happens. He can remember reports he's read from the 80s and 90s to the T still. So, people out there that attack him and say that he's a fraud, they just don't understand. You know, he is light years above them and can run circles around them in that capacity. And he is great at what he does, and he does make a lot of things theatrical. He is that way. I mean, he doesn't want to sit there and be a drone and tell you things, because it's hard for, society today. We've been dumbed down for so long that we have to have all this flashy stuff to keep our attention. If not, we're not going to pay attention. Yeah. So that's why Alex brings in that theatrical sense to it, the screaming and yelling, because today, in order to get someone's attention and then have them remember what it is you said, it's got to stick out. It's got to stand out. And it's got to create a memory that they'll always have in their head.
I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and a father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer, it just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings.
Meanwhile, other key Trump supporters, including far-right media personalities, began promoting the wild protest on January 6th.
1776! 1776!
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Every time I think about this guy, I forget his name because I just do it off the cuff. But I was at Bilderberg 2006 in Canada. I'd just been arrested trying to fly in, trying to cover it. It was a big media frenzy. Back then, the media still stuck up for journalists, even though they didn't like me. And they released me after a day of being interrogated and screamed at and threatened with prison. And they finally released me. And when I got to the hotel, I met with Jim Tucker, the hotel miles away from where Bilderberg was about to meet the next day. There was an old man at the bar drinking a beer. He said, Alex, I'd like to drink a beer with you. And I said, sure. He's a British man. I said, you live in Canada? He said, yeah, I've lived here since the 90s. And I didn't know he was dying at the time. He died a few months later. He said, I used to be a well-known economist in the UK, and I've been at the highest levels of the whole socialist globalist system. I've met with many of these people, and early on, I kind of believed the lie they were selling about how it was utopia and freedom and the power of the average person, but really, they want to make everybody poor and control them. And he said, I think you need to use this slogan I just developed, because I'm a mathematician, not just an economist. And he said, but it's not an equation. It's an archetypal symbol in numbers. It was very eloquent. He said, the answer to 1984 is 1776. And I interviewed him and talked to him, and it wasn't till we started looking into him for the film that it turned out he was the main economist to two prime ministers. He was the guy. He was super famous. I just, didn't know that in the 80s he'd been worked for Margaret Thatcher and all the rest of it. But the point is, that's where that came from, was from a Brit, which is perfect. Because, our revolution came out of England. It was an extension of George Washington's grandparents and Thomas Jefferson's grandparents and parents and people that came to the New World to get away from tyranny. And England had revolutions like ours trying to get freedom. So America is not an anti-British thing. America is not an anti-Anglo-Saxon thing. America is not an it comes out of Magna Carta in 1215. It comes out of all those wars and rebellions and fights for freedom in Ireland, in Scotland, in Wales, in Brittany. That is an extension of who we are. I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and a father and a guy who loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings.
Got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. You've got it. Now we see the earth now. You've got it. Now we see the earth. You've got it.
Well, the great Kyle Rittenhouse is in studio with us here in Austin, Texas, and I'm trying to get him on for a few weeks, even before this new event happened, but you know, perfect timing to, with this huge communist gearing up, this operation. We now learned that this poor woman, Miss Good, was part of this Antifa leftist anti-ICE deal. We now have the footage released for indeed ramming him with the car. We got all these governors and sheriffs and mayors and police chiefs and saying, let's go to full war. The Democratic Party is really, really wanting to set up a fight. Kyle Rittenhouse in studio, Rittenhouse 2A on X, TexGunRights.org. Great to have you here. Wow, what an incredible time to be in America. Trump back in, all this stuff happening. How would you describe the moment we're in? And what do you make of what the left's doing trying to launch a national uprising?
I mean, you see, and we've saw it years ago. We thought it was bad in 2020 when they tried to kill me on the streets of Kenosha, Wisconsin. But we see they've only gotten worse. September 10th, resorting to murdering Charlie Kirk in cold blood. And then yesterday, we had another shooting to where another person tried to ram an ICE agent in Portland, Oregon. And an ICE agent was forced to defend himself. And the day prior, we saw the Good situation where this crazy lesbian freak tried to murder another ICE agent. We have it on video of her ramming him with her car, a 4,000-pound weapon, and we see the left rallying behind her, saying, oh, why are people celebrating? We're not celebrating. We're bringing facts to light, and we're showing the truth of what happened, because the left doesn't like to see that. They like to see brutal murders against people who vote the right way and conservatives, and try to silence our voices and kill us and kill ICE agents that are trying to keep our country safe by these mass deportations, which is a wonderful, beautiful thing that Trump is doing with that.
I agree. And they're openly engaging in terrorism. I'm sure you've seen clips, but they're everywhere. We have guys with guns saying, here's my gun, I'm coming to kill you. That's illegal.
And
you had those guys try to kill you. Then they tried to put you in prison, but you were found not guilty because the evidence was overwhelming. This has kind of got to be like flashbacks for you.
I mean, absolutely. I see Minnesota right now, and I just see the city, and I feel like this country is about to burn again. I don't think Trump is going to let it happen. I hope we deploy the National Guard. Shoot, I hope we deploy SEAL Team 6 and Delta Forces out there to combat these rioters and looters and show them what America is really about.
Well, I mean, the left, the whole Podesta plan wants these riots, and all this fraud's been found with the Somalis, the Democrats. They're really painted into a corner right now.
Yes, they are. And I made a joke the other day. If you own a Learing Center, they're probably going to try to blame it on the rioters.
That's right. A Learing Center. Man. And J.D. Vance has announced a new assistant AG position for a new task force on the election fraud. The only frustration I know for American people is they've seen the energy prices fall and a lot of good stuff happening. They want indictments of the deep state.
Absolutely. I want indictments of everything. I want the Epstein files released. And I just want to see the people that came after Trump so hard, who tried to throw him in prison, get thrown in prison themselves because what they did was treason and against American policy.
What do you make of Tim Walz 2 days ago going, oh, I'll call out the guard to counter the feds? And he was specific. He said, oh, yeah, I never thought I'd be at war with the feds. He said Minnesota in 1863, you know, at the first battle. So he's like implying having local government rise up against legal, lawful federal force is Abraham Lincoln. It's the opposite. He's literally behaving like the South.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really just want to see what they did with Manadoon and the dictator of Venezuela and just throw him in handcuffs and throw him in prison, because he's calling a state war against federal government, essentially. He used his own words with that. Tampon Tim has no idea what he's doing. There's a reason why Trump called him retarded, because he is retarded.
He really is something else. Let's play a few clips. There's so many of these of guys like, here's my gun, I know how to use it. And, you know, you guys kill this innocent woman. Meanwhile, it turned out she went out, blocked her cars, rammed them, did all this. And then I have all these articles where Democrats admitted, they said, we need death. We need blood. We need dead people to launch the Civil War. Here's a clip.
Dear ICE, here's a message from your friendly neighborhood leftist. Not all of us are going to stop at snowballs in the future. So maybe think twice before you just start randomly shooting into vehicles. And some of us aren't just going to randomly fire into things. Some of us actually know how to aim. So, you don't have to take my advice if you don't want to, but I'm pretty sure we're going to hit a tipping point pretty soon, and if you guys don't reconsider your tactics, you're going to start going home in body bags or Ziploc bags. I really don't give a shit either way.
Hey, if you're an ICE agent, this might be a good time to kiss your spouse and kids goodbye, because you know what? You might not be coming home tomorrow, gladly, and your family will be better off for it.
Listen, ICE, if you show up in my neighborhood in the same way that you are unaliving American citizens who pose no threat and abducting people without due process, I will do the same to you. I encourage everyone who sees this video to bear arms and practice your Second Amendment right. It's time to fight fire with fire. Let these f***ers know who has the power.
ICE is willing to take you out, but are you willing to take them out? Y'all seen what happened in Minneapolis with that woman protesting ICE? She got took out today. But are you going to take out an ICE officer? That's the question we should be asking ourselves. Not, oh, we got to get rid of ICE. Yes, we do need to get rid of ICE. But we need to take them out as well. So, ICE going to take you out. But are you willing to take ICE out?
So, Kyle, I'm going to try to give you the floor here, because you're always very respectful and don't say much on my show, but I see you going wild on other shows. I want you to elaborate for people. You were attacked. They said kill you. They're shooting at you. They're attacking you. Defend yourself. They're trying to put you in prison. You're found not guilty. With these guys, they're openly saying all this. They're openly trying to intimidate people. They're openly threatening people. I mean, it's so cut and dry. And I don't think they know where this is even going. Why do you think they're so desperate?
Honestly, I just think it's all the hormones they're being put on, them drinking too much fluoride in their water. And to be completely honest, it's like you see the gay, trans, Antifa movement pushing against people like this. And then you see them. They're the first ones to scream, we don't need guns. We're going to take your guns. We don't need a Second Amendment. But they're the ones saying, we're going to use our Second Amendment rights. It's just so hypocritical of them. And for them to threaten violence against ICE agents, I just want to see prosecutions against every single one of them. I want to see them get thrown under the prison. And I encourage every single ICE officer out there, every single American, if somebody threatens to kill you, be prepared to defend yourself, because they are serious. You saw what they did the other day when they tried to run an ICE agent off the road. They did hit an ICE agent. And yesterday they did hit an ICE agent as well. They are prepared to take your life away from you. And if you don't train, they will take your life away from you.
Well, that's the thing. And I think that was going there next. Now I have hundreds of videos. Where's Second Amendment? And second, then they lie. Second Amendment means you kill federal officers. You have Don Lemon. Oh, this is illegal. When they come to your house, kill them. He said that 2 months ago. This is not illegal. And then I see Jesse Ventura. They don't have warrants. That means they're Nazis. It's not a warrant for an illegal that skipped the court. It's called a court order for deportation. It's different. It's even stronger.
Absolutely.
Not just go search for something. It's an order. Grab them and remove them. So it's even stronger, and they're acting like it's unconstitutional playing this game. There's no warrant, Kyle.
Oh, so scary. No warrant. Yeah. Well, guess what? There is stuff in place. Don't come into our country illegally. Don't rape and murder and kill our children and wives and our people here in America and bring violence, and you won't have a problem. Stay where you came from. Come into the country the legal right way.
But they play that legal game. A warrant is for searching or for arrest. This is different. A court order for deportation. They don't have warrants for deportation. The thing is, they're playing a game with people.
Absolutely.
The Democrats suddenly love the Constitution. Look, Jesse Ventura, we all know they need warrants. No, that's not a warrant with a court order. If you've lost your house or whatever, a repossession or whatever, there's not a warrant. It's a court order. It's two different things.
Absolutely. It's a court order. And first off, they're in this country illegally, and they're by order of the courts to remove them. It's that simple. Oh, I see them in Minnesota, the McDonald's posting up signs, you need a warrant trespassing. Yeah, guess what? They don't. I'm just very excited to see these people that want to go in to get their big bags of fries every day.
People go, oh, what about liberals? Oh, what about private property? You can't be an open establishment of the Civil Rights Act and say you're for everybody and then say federal officers can't come in here.
Yeah, absolutely. That's selective service, and it's disgusting. It's disgusting to see what Tim Walz has done to that beautiful state. I've been there many times. It's one of the largest states, not largest states, but it has the most lakes of any state.
Oh, my old network was based up there. I've been there like 20 times. Pheasant hunting, the best fishing, amazing.
And I mean, honestly, if they keep it up with the war that they're bringing on us, 1776 will probably commence again.
Well, that's the thing. They should be careful what they wish for.
Yes, they should. I mean, we just saw a bunch of videos of them throwing threats at ICE officers and American citizens saying, if you come to my neighborhood, we're going to kill you. Well, guess what? They train, and they deserve to go home to their families, and they should not be afraid to defend
them. Well, what's crazy is that the officer, Jonathan Ross, we learned, was like a convicted pedophile and a bunch of stuff, drugging for hundreds of yards, stitches all over his body just 6 months ago.
Yeah, I saw the photos that came out from him. So wouldn't you think that there is a reasonable fear for him to not get hit by a car again?
Well, you got the footage. Let's roll the footage here. That I don't know why he didn't have body cam. This is his cell phone. And I guess they're only hours out there. So much, too. It could have run out of tape or run out of space. But here he is. And you hear him when they hit him. They hit him hard. And they're out there, been blocking traffic. They're laughing at him. They're trying to get a response. Here it is.
Change our plates every morning, just so you know. It'll be the same plate when you come talk to us later. You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy.
Go ahead. Get out of the mall.
Oh. She hits him. I love how the corporate media ran thousands of headlines that she was just a mom. She turned on the wrong street. They just killed her. No, she's driving around blocking them, all this. They're taunting them. They go, fine, get out of the car. Oh, I'll just run you over.
Yeah, that's what they do. They're going to resort to violence. And the only thing I feel bad for in that vehicle is that poor dog that was sitting in the back seat and that white vehicle that she hit. That insurance claim is going to be nasty to explain to the insurance company.
And let's show the frontal footage. They won't show the national news where he bounces off the hood.
Oh, that. It was just insane to see.
Well, not many people have been in that position. You have been in the position he's been in.
I feel bad for this officer. I see people on the internet who
doxed. You were chased down with guns. People saying we're going to murder you, we're going to kill you, convicted pedophiles. He was chased down with a 3,000-pound vehicle. But you're his peer, though. There's not many. What do you think about the demonization, the doxing, the call for the death of Jonathan Ross?
I think we need to protect him at all costs. We saw what they did 5 years ago to me. We saw the death threats I got. You saw how they chased me down in the street. InfoWars and a couple other conservative organizations were the only ones to report the facts. And I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing, reporting the facts, because we know CNN or MSNBC isn't going to do that. But for them to come out and attack a federal agent who was put in a deadly situation with a 3,000-pound weapon accelerating at him, to be forced to defend himself.
That hit him.
That did hit him. He's lucky that he's alive based on the fact that he defended him.
Exactly. I want to be clear to leftists. In fact, we'll do this as a stunt. Don't shoot me, Collier. I mean, this is a dagger that isn't for sale yet next week. Or a huge trench time. Now, Kyle has a right, if he thinks I'm serious, which I'm not, but this is a demonstration, that if I'm trying to stab him and coming at him, he has a right to shoot me. Okay? If he doesn't want the trouble, but he's got it right. Now, instead, this is like the equivalent is she hit him, he bounces off. It's the equivalent of if he got stabbed in the shoulder, now he's got a clean shoe. Okay? So my point is that he's being chased. They're yelling at him, we're going to kill you. They're pulling guns on him, all the rest of it. Yes, he was found not guilty. Even beyond that, this officer is actually hit by the weapon before he fires, completely justified. And what do you expect him to do with these maniacs? So they got a big problem because they've already put this all out that she was just a little angel cake up there and none of this happened, but now the truth's come out.
And now I'm seeing reports of this lady who that was killed yesterday, Renee Good, who was burning cigarette lighter stuff onto her kids and had her kids taken away, two of her kids about 10 years ago. I saw reports of that on X.
Whoa, what happened? Tell me.
So I saw reports on X. I haven't verified it completely yet, but I'm sure it's true just based on these type of people and their character. We saw the people that tried to kill me, women beaters, pedophiles that anally raped children. The people that are doing these crimes are not good people. They're not people you want to be your neighbors. But I saw reports that were saying that she was burning her children with cigarette ashes and had her kids taken away from her, two of her children.
Well, unbelievable. I mean, that's the thing. People that haven't been out there and gone to a leftist demonstration. I've been doing this 30-something years. 30 years ago, some were kooks. You go to any Democrat event, they're like, you've opened a dimension to hell or something.
They really do. And I try to avoid the leftist people. I'm not going to say where I live, but I live in a very great state and town to where I don't have to worry about the communists coming to my door. I live in a state where our governor is going to, for the most part, protect us. But just the insanity that comes with these extreme leftists is disgusting. The way they're willing to just take our lives openly and do it in the middle of the street and think they're going to get away with it without consequences. We need more consequences. We need harder time in jail, and people need to know if you hit a federal agent with your vehicle, you are probably going to be shot and killed, and you probably deserved it.
And again, when the Democrats were training for gun confiscation and the police were giving me the documents, the military, I wasn't anti-police military. I was anti them trying to make them do that. So the left's like Jones, who always exposed the police state, now loves it. People deporting rapists and murderers, surrounded by people attacking them, and then I support them doing their job? I mean, well, that's completely different.
100%. I support law enforcement being able to do their job. And that's what I love about this administration so far. They've came out and they backed both officers that were involved in the shooting yesterday and the day before, and they're standing behind them. But what scares me is Tampon Tim, or the governor of Oregon, is going to come out and try to prosecute these officers for defending their lives. And I have a feeling it's going to be a Rittenhouse trial 2.0 all over again. And they're going to try to throw the entire book.
Well, that's what Hakeem Jeffries, all of them, has said. We're going to prosecute all of you.
I did see that. That was out of, I saw that this morning, but that puts me in fear of like, wow, they're going to try to scare these ICE agents out to where they don't want to be ICE agents. But guess what? I have a lot of friends who work for HSI and ICE and Border Patrol. They're not scared. They know where they stand. They know who God is, and they're going to stand strong, and they're going to continue these mass deportations.
Well, that's the thing. And they're obviously the David versus Goliath. What was like 10,000 of them? Trump's ramping it up. Against 40 million illegals, from the last three administrations, and then all this crime. I mean, this is not like you see them all surrounded being attacked. It's not like they're bullying people.
Absolutely. I mean, like I would get it if there were ICE agents coming and taking American citizens off the street and storming into their house. But they're not. They're not doing that. They are taking illegals off the street, and they're protecting us and protecting our future. They're making America great again.
Well, I mean, millions of dead from fentanyl, tens of thousands dead from illegal alien drug drivers, constant crime. Own reporter killed by some illegal alien people. I mean, I could guess it was that. That's the crime wave.
Absolutely.
It's not that everybody in Latin America is a criminal. It's that the criminals come up here.
That's exactly what it is. It's the criminals come up here and they commit these crimes. You saw what they did in Georgia and a bunch of other states of murdering young women, young children, raping them. Kidnapping them, putting them into sex trafficking rings, because that's why they're coming to the United States. They're not coming here to get a better life. They're coming here to make our lives miserable and try to kill us.
It really is true. So I know you follow the news. The Democrats are wanting their uprising. They've been planning it forever. Trump's got to thread the needle. He's got to have a constitutional response, but not go too far. But if he doesn't go far enough, then it'll encourage them to burn the country down.
Absolutely. And I think that's part of the reason why Minnesota hasn't burned yet. I think they're scared because they know what's going to happen. But I also have a feeling we're going to have an uprising and a bunch of false flags and them trying to come after us and paint this giant picture of like, oh, no, they're just murdering all of us and doing this. And people are going to intentionally put themselves into situations to where they can become martyrs for the left of getting shot by an ICE agent or a deportation officer in these situations. I have a feeling we're going to see more.
Well, that's right. Just like last night, and they're confirming MS-13 because they've turned the heat up. They're saying attack. You have all these sheriffs and police chiefs and mayors and governors saying attack, attack, and then you're going to have crazies feeling emboldened to do it.
Absolutely. And like I said, I have a feeling this does with a lot of the hormones and stuff, and you see the people that are getting shot. They're either MS-13 illegal aliens or they're raging lesbians.
Or trannies.
Or trannies.
So I'm sure you've seen this, but we have MSNBC, Axios, all of it. This was back in July, and we even got people on the ground at some of the Bernie Sanders events going, we're here to get in the cops' face and ICE, and hopefully they kill some of us, because then we'll use that for the uprising, and that's in the Podesta plan. But here they are quoting it. Here's Axios. Democrats told to get shot, this is a quote, for the anti-Trump resistance. Civility isn't working, and prepare for violence. They said we've got to get our people killed. There needs to be blood and grab the attention of the press and the public so we can have an uprising. That's in the movie Civil War. It's in one battle after another. This is what they hope is to have, and if that won't work, they're going to end up shooting up a group of migrants or something and blaming them on us. I mean, it's the last move they've got because it's not working.
I mean, you heard it here first. Alex Jones said it right. They're going to end up doing that, shooting up a group of migrants and blaming ICE. I 100% agree with you that that's something that's probably going to happen.
And it's not rocket science. We know them. It's all they've got. Like, they're screwed.
They are 100% screwed. And I'm just waiting to see the left dissolve. No more communism in this country. No more false flags from the left coming at us. And I'm scared, but I'm also hopeful for the future, because I'm hoping our leadership, which it seems like they are, they're taking it pretty seriously with the deportation.
Oh, they are.
Like I said,
anywhere Trump's got power of a real agency, the military, DHS, A+.
100%.
It's the DOJ is the problem.
Yep, absolutely. And I think we need to see more prosecutions. I think we need to see these people getting thrown in jail. And
I think Trump ought to just abolish the FBI and I mean, literally just roll it over to DHS.
I can somewhat agree with that. The FBI.
Well, the good agents can move over and be DHS.
Absolutely. There's been a lot of good agents helping me with the death
threats
I've received, and they've been tracking down a lot of people. There was I got an influx of death threats, people saying they're going to kill me in the past couple of days. And I'm like, you guys realize I carry a gun and I will defend myself if you do try to take me or my wife's lives away from me. And my wife also carries a gun and she will protect me and herself.
It's called being a hard target.
I call it not being easy to be killed. Hard target. I love it. And that goes into why we need to abolish the ATF. I got these little gifts for you, Alex. I'm back at Texas Gun Rights. We are the leading no compromise fight, but ATF is gay. So I got these for you.
That is so badass. Kyle, I love you. Stay there. I want to come back and get into all the issues with you. Let's talk about your gun rights organization, the great work you're doing. I just admire your work. And it couldn't be a perfect. This is like, I've been wanting to get you on for months. Finally, okay, I'll come on about a week ago, and then this all happened. So it's perfect timing. In a sad way, this is all going on.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be back to where it's at.
That is a really cool hat. Abolish the ATF. All right. We'll be right back with Kyle Rittenhouse. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. It dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Real leadership, the essence of leadership, is showing people how it's done so that they understand it's the right way and getting them to adopt it. And being a leader means you go against the tide when the tide is wrong. You go against the crowd when the crowd is wrong. You go against the establishment when the establishment is degenerate and sick. And then by example and by competence and by will and by strength, then the timid join you, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, to quote the great Mark Twain. In the beginning, the patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it cost nothing to be a patriot. The patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it cost nothing to be a patriot. And when you commit to something worthy and good, it is not a weight. It is everything. It is your greatest strength. It becomes your soul to risk your life for freedom.
It's what God forged you in his mind as he created your soul before he even put you in your mother's womb. He knew you. You know, I always just jump right into it. So I hadn't talked to Kyle except over text right before he came in here. And I like jump right into the news and ask, what are you doing? What are you up to? And I hear all these great speeches and Second Amendment groups. And I was like, wow, I want to buy some of these family. Oh, these aren't out yet. This is awesome. Abolish the ATF and the ATF gold on blue. This is awesome. The ATF is gay. How soon can we get these shirts? Because people are going to want to buy these.
Yeah, absolutely. So we haven't released them yet. They're a little sneak peek at what we have to come at Texas Gun Rights. You can find them at texasgunrights.org when we do have them available. But I am the new director of partnerships and chief firearms instructor for Texas Gun Rights. I was there before. I took a little bit of a hiatus. I got out of the fight for a while. I was tired of the death threats and the fake news and the constant lies. And then September 10th happened. They killed Charlie Kirk. And that was the stepping point for me. That was the thing that changed the trajectory of where my life was going to go, because I decided today is not the day to be silent. Today is not the day to sit on the sidelines, and I'm getting back into the fight. So I reached back out to my father figure, Chris McNutt, who's president of Texas Gun Rights. And I said, Chris, I want to come back and I want to get back into the fight. And I'm here to stay and I'm not going anywhere if you let me come back. So now I'm back and I'm fighting for gun rights. We're getting ready to gear up for our upcoming primary season, where we're going to be fighting against rhino conservatives in Texas, such as John Cornyn, Tony Gonzalez, and Dan Crenshaw, those three gun grabbers that we have here in this state. And we're going to make Texas a place worthy of living in that has a great gun rights. Because as you know, Alex, if we lose our gun rights, we lose the rest of our Constitution.
How the hell does Crenshaw, he has one of the worst voting records, how does he con people to stay in office?
I have no idea. I've been trying to figure out the same thing. I just think it's the people that vote for him. He has absolute loyalists in his corner, and I think it's our job at Texas Gun Rights, and what we're going to be doing is exposing his record and showing, hey, this is the person that is taking away your gun rights, that signed on to Joe Biden's bad gun bill, assault weapons ban bill, and did all these terrible things. So I think that just needs to
be... Didn't even try to block legalizing silencers and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely he did.
My point is that I've seen him in speeches go, don't believe my enemies, I'm the most conservative, they're not. And you go, look at the record, it's horrible. It's like he just counsel people not looking stuff up.
Go to Ballotopia, you can see everything he's done. You can see, go to texasgunrights.org, you can see everything he's done. It's out there. His record is public and you can see it, and you can make the decision for yourself with the real facts, because they're not going to tell you their record. They're going to say, I'm endorsed. Just because you may have that A-plus rating doesn't mean you've been good.
Well, the NRA was weak for decades. I know, yes, back when Heston headed it up, he was a good guy, but it got really bad after he left and died. But they started getting hardcore 8, 9, 10 years. And that's when the feds came in and basically broke them up.
Yep.
So we wish the NRA was okay, folks. It's been just blown to pieces.
Absolutely.
Can't trust any of it now.
A good organization to support that actually is uncompromisable on your gun rights, National Association for Gun Rights. You can donate to them, but you can also go to texasgunrights.org. You can donate to us. You can help us in this upcoming primary season, where we're going to get great state representatives elected, and we're going to get some bad congressional people out of office. Like Tony.
And by the way, I mean, I follow you some, but I'm not like stalking you. And so I can say, without me looking for Rittenhouse, you are all over the place. I mean, like every day, events, meetings, fundraisers, shooting deals, bringing in the general public, getting them to shoot, going and lobbying legislatures. I mean, you're busting your ass.
It gets exhausting. I know last year I testified right before I got out of the fight for red flag laws in Texas. That was a bill that we successfully got passed. There can no longer be red flag laws in the state of Texas.
That's an extrajudicial thing. People don't know what a red flag is.
Yeah, so red flag laws, extreme risk protection orders, essentially mobilize law enforcement and the government to come into your house without any probable cause based on mere accusations. No court orders, unlike with the deportations, how we have court orders for that. No court orders at all to come into your house, come into your private place of residence.
All because your ex-wife firearm. Or something says, and let's be clear, then they'll have some lunatic leftist that was promising to kill kids for a year. They're not allowed to say, I'm going to kill kids. You're in trouble. They don't enforce on those, then they go after innocent people.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're a registered Democrat, you're fine. But if, God forbid, you vote red, you're absolutely screwed in some states.
It's amazing. So let's. I want you to elaborate on this because we're live earlier. We're live now, but I'm going to take the clip out because it's going to be big. Obviously, that's the next logical step with the left claiming since Trump got back in, ICE is going to kill people. And they send out their minions all trained to run them over and drive into them and block them and throw concrete blocks at them and now shoot at them. Finally, they get one woman dead. She says, oh, she's just an innocent civilian. No, she's an Antifa warrior, anti-ICE. We have the video of it all happening, ramming into the officer, into the ICE agent. Clearly, they need this event. They need some type of crisis that I would call a false flag where they either exacerbate a problem or stage something. Can you elaborate on that, your concern?
Absolutely. So I think that we're going to have a false flag attempt. I think we're going to see these giant riots, these giant influx in riots, and then we're going to see a situation similar to what we saw in Austin, Texas with the Garrett Foster, Daniel Perry situation where Garrett Foster pointed an AK-47. I think that's going to be reversed on an ICE agent. I think it's going to be very increased to where they're going to try to use AI or something to try to change the video of what happened. And they're going to push this as their narrative to try to win the next election and try to take over our country once again with mass protests and mass attempt murders on ICE. Or, like you said, shooting into a group of migrants and blaming ICE on that. I think those are the false flag attacks we're going to see.
And it's not like we're predicting it. When he was president-elect, they went on MSNBC, CNN. We played the clips many times. Carbill said it. They all said it. ICE is coming to kill hundreds of migrants. Tom Homan's going to kill them. ICE is going to go mow down people. And so clearly they're getting everybody ready for it. Now we're here. This is not hard to predict. But they're not even having to do that because they've now, I see 5-6 videos every day of like mainly women, mainly white women. It's weird. Blocking ICE, ramming them, getting in their face, all this. What do you think is going to happen?
I think that ICE is going to do their job correctly and ICE is going to defend themselves. And you have an absolute great point. It's all these white women that are doing these white liberal lesbian women. It seems like they need a man in their life.
It's crazy. Let me show a few of these before we show some. I've got dozens of these public officials really trying to hype things out of control. Again, we had the Washington Post. Oh, ICE was not in the vehicle's path when he fired the fatal shots. This is, you know, after they knew the frontal footage showed them ramming. I mean, this is really setups, but here's the key. Again, Axios, MSNBC, all of it, months ago, back in July, Democrats told to get shot for the anti-Trump resistance. That's not me. That's Axios. There needs to be blood to grab the attention of the press and the public. And so we get all this information, and then we go out to events, and others do, and the left goes, you just wait till you kill us. We're going to burn this country down. And so we're getting in your face. So they even say it like they know. So all you got to get is a few lunatic people that want to commit suicide. They just go ram ICE. They're going to kill you because you're trying to kill them. And now you've got what you want.
That's exactly what they're doing. It's these left-wing lunatics. And we've all seen the videos. You're going to kill us and then we're going to burn this city down. Yeah, that's exactly what they want. They want to burn the city down and they want a 1776 to happen again. And they're not going to like what they get when they get that.
What are you predicting? I mean, I want to stop it. What could Trump do to stop it?
I think Trump is doing a great job at actually stopping it, standing behind these ICE officers that do defend themselves. And I think we need to put the fear in God in people that are going to go out and cause harm against our federal agents and try to burn our cities down. If you come to our city and you try to burn it down, ICE will defend itself if you attack them, or you will be arrested and thrown under the prison.
What do you make? I showed you a few of those clips. I've got dozens more where the guy's like, here's my gun. I'm coming to kill you. I'm a good shot. I mean, it's just at an instinctive level when I look at that guy, that's not free speech when he says we're coming to kill you.
No, it's not. That's terroristic threats. That is domestic terrorism, him threatening federal officers. Same thing with the threats we get on a daily basis, Axis. Alex, I know you have to have round-the-clock security, and I can't afford it, but I carry a gun everywhere I go, and I have to keep my head on a swivel because of the amount of people that want to take us out. I am disgusted at people that are saying that and getting away with it in these democratic states under the guise of free speech. That is not free speech because they are acting on it. Like you saw with Renee Good when she tried to hit that ICE agent. She was acting on a radicalized ideology of trying to kill an ICE agent because that
she
is what
she was laughing like a witch while she did it.
Yep. And like I said, the only thing I feel bad for in that car is that poor dog that had to suffer through all that with it.
And like you said, you reportedly had two kids taken away. The other three or whatever, the elementary school student, mommy wasn't there. Mommy got radicalized at the school, though, they're saying.
That is what I'm hearing. And, you know, it all starts in these liberal book clubs. They start going to these little liberal book clubs and they slowly start getting radicalized and reading these manifestos. And that's where it starts.
Unbelievable. Let's play a few of these clips. This is the socialist Seattle mayor. And she also got asked the other day, would you ever prosecute any of the fraud but Somalia? She said, no, we won't even look at it. And then we've got in Philadelphia, the prosecutor, the police chief, literally saying these aren't real law enforcement. They have no right to be here, period. So federal law enforcement with somebody that's a convicted rapist, murderer, bank robber, which they've been arrested by the thousands. No, you have no right. And these sanctuary cities, let them go. Let them do it. I mean, it is terrorism on us. Here's the Philly DA, Larry Kranzer, saying the same thing. I literally have dozens of these clips. Then Tim Walz saying we're going to call the National Guard to counter the feds. Let's play these clips.
Yesterday, armed ICE agents in an unmarked vehicle detained three North Seattle neighbors at Evergreen Washelli Cemetery. I am furious at the federal government's abuse of power. It is unacceptable to kidnap people who are simply going about their lives. There is no place for this in Seattle. This latest abuse comes on the heels of the murder of Renee Nicole Good in Minneapolis by federal agents. Renee was a poet, a caring neighbor, and a mother. Someone with a family whose community is now grieving unimaginable loss. These are not abstractions. These are real people, real families, and real harm. I know many people in our community are frightened and outraged about the way ICE and other federal enforcement agencies are being deliberately deployed across the country to intimidate and harm our communities. I am heartbroken and outraged, too. This moment demands action. Here's what we're doing. Seattle is a welcoming city. We already have laws in place that forbid our local police from aiding ICE in most instances. The police will adhere to these laws. That's an important step. But it's also true that we have limited authority with regard to the actions of federal agencies. And I know that our existing laws are not enough to keep people safe. So I'm working with Police Chief Barnes, City Attorney Evans, immigrant rights groups, and local leaders to identify every possible legal argument, public resource, and creative tool we can use to keep the people of Seattle safe. This will take all of us. I urge you to sign up for the Washington for All ICE mobilization alerts. And don't stop there. I encourage you to raise your voices and demand that every elected official does what they can to actually protect the people who make our neighborhoods home. This is a scary situation, and situations like this are when we show ourselves who we are and what we believe. Here in Seattle, we practice solidarity. Everyone should be safe in their homes, in their workplaces, and in their city. My message to our immigrant neighbors, this is your city. You should be safe here, and I'm determined to make it that way.
And they allow them to vote, so I'm not going to play all this. We'll go to her in a minute. We'll go to her in a minute. But these videos first, we're going to hurt. This is clip 30, and again, 31. And these are like long. I'm not going to play them all, but quote, kill them all, burn them all. Christy Nunn will hang, save a life, kill an ICE. And there's so much cussing that, again, it's almost, we can't really play the clips because it's just like bleep, 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 bleep. You know, it's just nonstop, like Morse code cussing. So when we played the clips first hour, it's kind of unintelligible. It's just like clip, 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 because there's so much howling and cussing. But Kyle, these are, in New York, it's like 10,000 people literally chanting, we're going to kill ICE. We're going to kill Kristi Noem. This is not, oh, you know, we're going to even overthrow the government. Or this is not, you know, this is, we're going to kill these people because they're Nazis. And then, we're all sweet. Oh, she didn't do anything when she got killed. It's like crazy. So they do all these marches, say all this, but then act like they're not saying it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, look at the states of where this is happening, especially in New York. Look who they just elected as mayor of New York, that communist Muslim mayor of New York who's going to absolutely destroy that city, who's not doing anything about it, who is allowing these protests and acts of terrorism, because it is an act of terrorism. As soon as you start to chant, kill Kristi Noem, hang Kristi Noem, that is an act of domestic terrorism, of death threats against the director of Homeland Security.
And save a life, kill ICE.
all of it. It just needs to be prosecuted. That is not freedom of speech. That is not a peaceful protest. And trust me, I know what a riot looks like when I see one. I was forced to defend myself at a riot. That is the start of a riot.
And again, we wouldn't do it anyways because we win through soft power and culture. But imagine if you or I got 10,000, we could do it, 10,000 people together started chanting, let's go kill the state police. I'm not saying that randomly. We'd be arrested the next day.
We would have federal agents at our door within hours being indicted by a grand jury. And I really want to know, where is some of this funding coming from? And that's part of the thing. I think the cities haven't burned because we cut off most of their funding, off most of their Soros funding. But still, where are they getting the money to bus all of these people in, Alex? I don't know.
Exactly. If we said today, which I'm not saying, kill George Soros, we need to kill George Soros, we would be arrested by tomorrow morning.
100%. We'd be thrown in jail. We'd be indicted. And we'd probably be looking at the next 20 years of our life in state and federal prison.
I don't want to kill George Soros, turn him into a martyr. I want to destroy his ideas. But I'm going to say it again, because they control almost every city's DAs through Soros. That's how they're able to do this. That's why they're so emboldened.
I mean, you saw how Soros came after me and the
debate. Yeah, tell people about that. Yeah,
absolutely. So in 2020, when I was on trial for my life, Joe Biden, the sitting auto pen president of the United States, I say auto pen because he didn't get stuff done at all. He came after me with the full force and the Soros backing DA that funded everything and funded the riots in Kenosha and that funds the police in Chicago, Milwaukee, New York. Those were the people that were trying to throw me, 17 years old, in prison for the rest of my life for a convicted pedophile trying to take my life away from me.
Who said, I'm going to kill you?
Who said, if I catch you alone, I'm going to kill you? Who threatened to kill me?
And they're chasing you down the street with guns.
With guns, skateboards, batons. And I hear people all the time. And I put a tweet out the other day because I've hit a point to where I can now troll the fake news into writing articles about me because I know what I did. I did nothing wrong. I defended myself. We all saw the videos. You've reported probably most of anybody on my trial. And you see them getting so triggered because I put a tweet out saying, I'm thinking about going to Minneapolis and crossing the state lines, because the biggest accusation the left wants to throw out there is that I cross state lines, which is just not true. That is just false. And they try to paint these narratives and to try to destroy your life based on you don't fit into their beliefs or you defended yourself against their comrades.
Why did they decide to try to kill you that night?
I think they thought I was going to be an easy target, Alex. I think they wanted to take somebody out and they saw a 17-year-old pudgy little kid with no facial hair that looked a little young. I looked probably 15. We can all agree on that, right, Alex?
I wouldn't say you look wimpy, but you looked friendly.
Yeah, I looked friendly.
So the fact that you looked nice, they thought, oh,
this is an easy target, but they were wrong. I'm somebody who wants to go home at the end of the day, and I will protect myself. I will defend myself if somebody tries to take my life. I did defend myself when they did try to kill me. And then they tried to take my rights away and throw me under the jail. They held me for 87 days before I was able to get bailed out. They tried to revoke my bail, and the DA violated my rights when I testified. He went into my Fifth Amendment rights and commented on my post-arrest silence for invoking my Fifth Amendment rights. These are the people we're up against. These are the people that are rioting and burning our cities down and now killing federal agents, attempting to kill federal
agents. They have actually killed some.
They have. Yes, they have.
But then we don't even know their, I forget their names. They don't make a big deal about it.
No,
it's one thing. The feds, when they're on the right, should do, they should make a bigger deal when the Border Patrol get killed by Trantifa and other, you know, they don't make a big deal about it.
No.
Which I get, they're not going to get in the pussy patrol thing, but at the same time, you got to expose it.
Absolutely. And Alex, to be honest, InfoWars is probably one of the only real media organizations out there that talks about this stuff because everybody else is too afraid to hit on the fact that things like this is happening and that Trantifa is coming out and killing ICE agents and Border Patrol and doing these terrible, disgusting things.
It's unbelievable. I want to give the number out, your chance to talk to Kyle Rittenhouse, your chance to talk about all the big issues of today, all of it. Trump basically pulled out of the UN. You're the top UN expert saying basically it's done. He pulled out. I mean, people complain about Trump. I complain we could do better, but overall I'm like A+, 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 and I'll bitch about something wrong to get it going the right way, and usually it does. I mean, we got to be thanking God right now, folks. It is spectacular. The toll-free number to join us to talk to Kyle Rittenhouse, is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Where do you see all this going? Where do you see the riots going? Where do you see the left going? They are betting everything on these uprisings right now. That's why exposing this is so incredibly important. And we predicted they're going to try to have their uprising around somebody getting killed at an immigration event, because they said it was going to happen. Out of a clear blue sky, with president-elect, talking point, every channel, Trump's going to send the Border Patrol and ICE to kill migrants or others at a demonstration. They would never do that, because they're going to then give them the tactics that push people into a corner to defend themselves. And then, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse, he's got to go to prison. People chasing him with guns, we're going to kill you, we're going to kill you. Literally over him, attacking him, beating him. You're not allowed to defend yourself. That's the message. The great crime is standing up to communists. Well, guess what? We are. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And Kyle, again, the great gun organization you're part of, your website, how people find you?
Yeah, we're Texas Gun Rights. You can find us at texasgunrights.org. Our social media X is TX Gun Rights. And you can find my social media, Rittenhouse2A, across all platforms, even communist Facebook.
Absolutely. It's beautiful what's happening. All right, hour number four, more news. J.D. Vance has come out and commented on the vindicating video being released. He already had the intel yesterday when he said she's part of a radical group. We already knew that, too. They go, what's your proof? We already knew she'd rammed him. Now we have it all.
Now we have better video, and we saw it from that officer's point of view of her trying to kill him.
Well, you hear the boom hit his legs.
Yeah, I'm surprised it doesn't have a broken leg.
Well, the guy's tough. I mean, he literally bounces off the front of the vehicle.
Yeah, I mean...
And notice he didn't say, oh, I actually pulled the trigger. He said, no, I thought she was going to kill other people. Because he's already been hit. He's like, okay, I just got hit. Boom.
I mean, what's her intention for driving full force into an ICE agent? It's common
sense. Plus, we now know, F you, bitch. Yeah, you're about to get it. You ain't going, you know, the girlfriend, the wife. Yeah, mother, you ain't going. You know, they're like literally threatening him.
They're antagonizing and threatening. And what are you going
to
do?
This is your last day, bitch. You're about to, and what do you think? Like,
it's insanity. It's complete left-wing, radicalized, trans-antifa, lesbian, gayness propaganda.
And again, I don't even hate them. You know, I like girls too. The point is, the fact is, they just happen to be lesbians. It's all lesbians. It's like, what is your problem?
All of them.
What is your major malfunction, Private Pile?
Why do they all look the same too?
They all look like mutants. Something's wrong with them. We're gonna go to break, folks. Remember, I'm a listener supported by you, and we got a sale going through Sunday. Our best-selling bovine colostrum that is so amazing, the super nutrient of super nutrients. Buy one, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com. And it only happens every 2 months. There's a one-week period, because every month we give away another super off-road American vehicle. You get put in this week for the one that's about to end and the new one, 50x entries every purchase in the sweepstakes. People love it. It wasn't even my idea. It's Bigley's idea. I'm like, a sweepstakes? People love this. So, okay, great. Funds the operation. Knock yourselves out. $20,000 cash, $1,000 per vehicle. In a couple days, that ends. Be able to get that deal where you're put in for both. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Be the reason we'll always be on the air. Thank you so much. Back with hour number four. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. Now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rating. 5 milligrams of this a day. Most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven. It's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is that it's not just making your muscles better or your body be able to do more exercise. It's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits?
Roxas Secondary Emerging Benefits improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycose storage in muscles when combined with carbs. Potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue. Possible neuroprotective effects being studied in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc. May benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most? Older adults, strength and power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on. Bottom line, if you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.